What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Coming to you live today from New Orleans, from the French Quarter, because we're sitting down with the one, the only, Trey Abrams of Full Court Classics. Trey, thank you for coming on the show, man.
What's goody? Thank y'all for having me.
Of course, man.
Really exciting and kind of nerve-wracking.
No, it's all going to be good. I'm nervous,
but I'm excited at the same time.
It's all going to be good.
I never thought I'd be doing like an interview or anything. So,
yeah. You know. Well, you've been on the other side of the camera for a lot of it, I'm sure, of like conducting interviews.
Yeah, exactly. So it's weird to be like in front of the camera.
On this side of it looking in?
Yeah. I see what I put people through.
It's time for a taste of your own medicine.
Exactly. The appreciation will then grow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. Next time you'll have that feeling. So, like I said, we are here in New Orleans at Full Court Classics. It's a beautiful shop, man. I'm so glad we finally got the chance to get out here and not only get to see it, and we'll probably shop after the episode's done, but to be able to film here is really cool. So, thanks again for having us.
Nah, thank you for coming through. Shout out to Joey and Corby, man.
There you go.
Blessings.
Yeah. So for everyone listening that might not know you, can you give us just like a quick like couple minutes on like who you are, where you grew up?
Yes. So, Trey Abrams. I'm from Houma, Louisiana. I grew up in Austin, Texas for the most part. Moved back in like high school, moved back to Houma, Louisiana in high school. Went to high school in Houma. From there, I went to Southeastern Louisiana, graduated from there.
So you grew up mostly in Houma or mostly in Austin?
Kind of split. Like, yeah, that me pretty much turning a teenager and stuff like that was like, I was in Austin.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So those were kind of like your formative years. Because I know you for like, what can't you say? Skateboarding, photography, video, vintage, working at Ruckus. So like, which love and which passion came into your life first?
I knew I always liked film because when I was younger, I just really loved to watch movies. I would just watch movies all day. Like, my grandma had this, like, bookcase.
VHS?
But it was all VHS
tapes. Oh, man.
And so what I would do is I would just go through and just
burn them.
Watch all of them. I've watched so many movies. And I just used to love just, like, the stories and cinematography.
Yeah.
And it's cool because back then, it's so funny just thinking about it. But she would, like, order the tapes off of like the infomercials,
movies. Yeah.
So like you can like order the tape, and they would come in. So she was always getting
always VHS new stuff coming in.
Tape, man, yeah, they were like $60 back then. Too,
they were expensive, yeah.
Crazy.
Shout out to grandma though, keeping the shelf stocked.
Yeah, she kept it stocked up.
She knew where the entertainment was.
Yeah,
she did. Like, and just always had the just newest movies on deck, and so I would just go through and watch movies. So just like that might have been the seed that was planted.
Mm-hmm.
Then moving on from that, skateboarding came it kind of hit me like a freight train, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I guess what planted the seed was the Tony Hawk games.
How could it not?
You know what I'm saying?
Tony Hawk, like, raised a generation of skaters, you know?
Exactly. Not real life, bro. And it's funny because, like, it wasn't, like, the pro skaters that got me into skateboarding. Like, those were, like, kind of too far-fetched. Like, you're jumping over airplanes and cars, This ain't like.
Well, but now they're doing the Red Bull Terminal Takeover, and you're like, hang on.
Yeah, and I kick in. I kick up over a cart. Yeah, right? But the Tony Hawk Pro Skater Games wasn't the one. It was Underground. It was the intro to Underground that got. Because it looked so real.
Yeah.
Like, watching it now, it's kind of funny because it's kind of like, it's not
a bunch of polygons.
But in the moment.
Yeah.
But it was also like the first one where like you could get off your skateboard. And
exactly.
Was like,
exactly. You can get off your skateboard. Like, dude, the soundtrack was banging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, the storyline was really good. Yeah. Like, it was like that come up story. And it's like, dang, like, is it really like this?
Yeah.
And then, so I was just like, I remember like when that game came out, like, just like pretty much asking for a skateboard.
Yeah.
I had like a toy one or whatever, but
I was gonna say, were your parents like me, which is like, shout out mom, I love you, but you got like the Walmart skateboard under the tree, and then like you would take it out to go skate with your friends, and your friends would be like, that's not a real skateboard.
Yeah, kinda. So my first one was like this, like, it probably didn't even come from Walmart, bro. It came from like Walgreens or something. Like, what I'm saying? Like, it was like blue with like black plastic trucks.
Some stiff trucks.
Yeah, and it just didn't work very well. So I never really rode it. But then I like remember asking my dad, because he was like, because Christmas was coming up, because I got the Tony Hawk game like pretty much right when it came out.
Yeah.
And that was like October, September.
Well, and those, like the VHS, were also like $60 at the time. Yeah. So,
And it was crazy that I got that, because like I remember like I think my mom just seen it. I really like playing the pro skater game. And she was like, and when I asked for it, she was like, well, yeah, you always play that one. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'll get this.
No brainer.
Yeah, I know you're going to play it.
It's going to be money's worth. You're going to put a ton of hours into it.
Exactly. And so playing it and then got the, just got the like spark to like, man, like I want a skateboard. Mm-hmm. So I asked my dad. He was like, all right, cool. And so he then buys me a Walmart skateboard. But that board, it was an X Games board.
Ooh.
It was like a wood. It's like wood, like the mm-hmm. lighter stained wood with the XG.
Oh,
and it had like graphics in the middle. But it had metal trucks and it had like these soft wheels on it. It probably were like 97 durometer at that, like, which is what I skate now, which is funny. Yeah. But like they were like a softer wheel, so they rolled better.
Okay.
And so this board was actually like pretty decent. It wasn't like your average like Walmart skateboard.
Yeah. Right.
Having that like almost like the like a step up from that entry point. So it'd be exactly. like, hey, it's still, you know, it's a still affordable board, but gonna be a little bit more towards like if you tried the first one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what's even more wild is thinking back on it now, I remember this, it couldn't have been terrible because at this apartment complex that I stayed at, I was just skating around and there was these dudes like skating this gap. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty big size gap.
Yeah.
And the dude was just trying to kickflip and he couldn't do it and his board was kind of dusted. And he was like, yo, can I ride your board? And he did it on my board.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh,
that's a light bulb moment.
Okay. Yeah, I was like,
here.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, like, this board is like, it's not that. Like,
it's good.
It's a good. Yeah, yeah, it has to be. Like, because it rolled. I don't know. It's crazy because X Games, I guess they stopped making like Walmart skateboards or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but yeah, I remember trying to get that. Like, when that one kind of went to shit, I tried to get another one.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't find it. But by that time, I had already like kind of
stepped up a little bit.
Yeah, leveled up.
Yeah, gotcha.
Got the Element, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, classic.
Big name.
Yeah.
Was that Element. Inspired by Viva La Bam?
Low key.
For me, it was. Because Bam rode Element and you saw him on TV doing the most ridiculous stuff. And you're like, well, I got to ride Element. I got to wear audios. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. Like, I went to Virginia to visit my aunt and I was just like, yeah. I skate and stuff, and so like her daughter is like my cousin. She's like, she's really cool. She was like, I know this dude that owns a skate shop. I'm gonna get you a board because I didn't bring my board.
Yeah.
And so she comes, like she leaves, she comes back with this Element board, it's blue and orange with orange Venture trucks, Spitfire wheels, and like Bam Margera grip.
It's like the Denver Broncos special right there. Oh, blue and orange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the BAM grip with the purple
the heartogram on it?
Nah, yeah. The purple bats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, purple bats on it. Yeah, and then that was like it. That was like my first like real board.
Well, man. Let me tell you what. You were surrounded by just such great people. I mean, Grandma with the tape.
Super supportive, yeah.
So I would imagine that there's probably more people out there who would be like, Mom, Dad, can I get a skateboard? And they'd be like, no.
Yeah,
no, but you cannot.
At the time, boards have always been pretty much $150. Mm. Yeah. We dropped $150, like.
Yeah.
It was nothing. It just got me this board. And then, like, it came with, like, a free pass to the skate park that they had in the back of the house.
Oh, okay.
So I went and did that. That was super cool. But, yeah, so that kind of happened. And then, obviously, like, the sneaker thing, like, shoes just comes about just through skateboarding for the most part. Because you're just like.
There is a big overlap with sneakers, skateboarding, and then especially, like, videography and like photography. Yeah. Like, I feel like there's so many people who, especially like the like skating tapes and stuff like that, like that's such a huge part of that scene and that culture. And there's always someone who just gets like super, super deep in it. And then it just kind of like ripples out to like other people like picking up a camera and like wanting to shoot a good tape for either themselves or their buddies or whatever it may be.
So that's kind of, I think, what like how it kind of all rolled into one another, because like, so back to Tony Hawk Underground, when you there's a point in the game where you can get sponsored,
right?
And so
you got to choose your sponsor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, you, it's like a list. It's like Flip Girl, Birdhouse,
Toy Machine,
Toy Machines on there. But I would I would just go through and watch. They had like little clips.
Oh yeah.
Of like, and you could pick the team, and yeah. the one that stood out was the girl.
Oh yeah.
Because it was the slow motion clips.
Oh okay.
And it was for their video.
I vaguely remember that.
It was for their video. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That had came out like earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So, funny enough, like just rolling into like just like that, I get my board, like that following summer, but. Prior to that, I'm already starting to skate,
mm-hmm.
and like it's like Christmas break around the time I get my skateboard, and bro, I'm like at my dad's, and I need to go get school pants. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to just buy like two pairs or something. So he gives me money, sends me to Cortana Mall, because he lives in Baton Rouge at the time. Well, yeah, he still lives there, but like he was like living in Baton Rouge. So I go to Cortana Mall, and there's a PacSun in there.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm like supposed to go get school pants, but I'm like from Dillard's or some JCPenney's.
I got money in my pocket. I got nobody watching me.
Going, yeah. Bro, I walk in there and I see this green DVD. It's just a green DVD with Yeah Right on it.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to put the pieces together. I'm like, where do I know this from?
Mm-hmm.
So I turn it over. I'm like looking at it. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
I recognize it from somewhere, but I don't know where. Yeah.
So I, like, turn it back over, and then I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks familiar.
Pants
like,
be damned, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it looks cool. Like, mm-hmm. So I buy it. That's, like, 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah.
So the money I was supposed to buy my pants with, like, it went all on this DVD.
Hi,
my
Dad.
Dad's, like, he's, like, kind of, he's bummed. Like, he's, like, he bought this junk. Like,
I still got to buy you pants.
That's the best part is that it's, like, it's not like you don't go to school now. You still need the pants.
Yeah, I still need to get, like, the school pants. And he's, like, and you can't, and you couldn't return the DVD, which was
kind of
on some weird, like, weird stuff at the time. I don't know, but. That's so funny to think about. Yeah, he's like, you bought this junk and you don't even know what it is because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
Like, I like.
Can you imagine as a parent being more upset of like, I sent you to get pants. What did you bring back? A DVD. Okay, is it a good one? I don't know. Just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What's on it?
Yeah.
Maybe skateboarding.
I think it's skateboarding. Could we watch it?
Yeah, but I thought it was like a branch off of like the game.
Yeah.
Because I had put, by the time I got it and then was going home, mm-hmm. I had was like, oh, this is off of Tony Hawk.
That's where I've seen it.
Oh, this has to be like a video game or something.
Yeah.
Or something
something related to it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I put it in my PlayStation and then just from there,
hooked.
just hooked. Yeah.
Man.
And then like the slow motion part from
the game.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
That's where I know this.
I'm like, there's more?
Yeah.
And yeah. And so that, then the whole part, then Brandon Beeble's part comes on. You know, he dunks the ball. I play basketball.
Okay.
So like, that was like.
It's all your worlds kind of combining
exactly,
in one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that was so crazy. It's like, dang, he's playing basketball. Like,
yeah.
And he like dunks it and he got the white tee on. He hits the right after he does it. It's so fire, bro. And then his part comes on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like hooked. I'm like, wait, you can do this for real?
Yeah. Like, people are like doing this for a living.
Yeah, because like when I was skating, like I was like.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like kind of doing it. Like
yeah.
I'm just like just kind of getting to it. But then like I pop that in and it's like over with. So then by the time I get to like Virginia that summer, I'm like, yeah, I'm a skateboarder.
Yeah.
Like, and so like, but I don't have my board. And so my cousin, she was buying
me. I'm a skater. Oh, are you? Where's your board? The thing about that. Yeah.
So I just want to see you just in the parking lot, no board, just trying to kickflip.
Ollie the air.
Like, oh, that would have been a sick tray flip right there. Yeah.
I would have landed that.
Exactly. So she buys me like the Element. And then from there, like, yeah, just skating. And then I was probably watching Yeah Right every day.
Yeah.
I was probably watching. Because that's the only thing I thought that was the only thing for probably like 7 or 8 months. Like,
yeah.
And then,
it's
like,
your personality for a while there.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, yo, this is like the way everything was shot was
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
Spike Jonze, man, like the legend.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but
put some respect on his name.
Exactly.
You know?
So that's like, so that, like, with me already liking cinematography and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
just liking movies in general.
Yeah.
And like now seeing it, like, oh, like, skateboarding is like, dang, I could probably.
It could be part of this world.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
for sure.
I had like a little, as phone. They had like a little camcorder I would mess around with. I don't even know where that thing is anymore.
Like a little flip camera or something like that?
No, it was like a little tape, one of the little tape cameras.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
But, man, I wish I did, bro.
You could find those old tapes?
Yeah, bro. That's probably like just like young me. Like,
yeah.
I remember
with the Element sponsor me tape.
Exactly. Dude, I remember doing like a Vario flip manual one time. Like, and that was like probably the best thing I had done at the time. And my homie like filmed it on the camera.
Yeah.
We didn't have no fisheye or nothing, but like everything was just balled into one, just like looking at like just skateboarding, like how it's being shot, and the shoes, like people were wearing, like it all kind of came at once.
Yeah. Tidal wave.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the biggest thing with, I feel like in like that skate culture is there's so many different aspects to it. And the thing that like I can't ride a skateboard. I can't even get on a skateboard. I look at a skateboard, I'm fucking falling over. I have no balance whatsoever on that thing. But I fell in love with everything like about the skateboard, like going to skate shops and like looking at the shoes, like being on the forums and stuff like that. Like just being in love with it. And then especially what I loved was like each company had like their own style, and like there's so many, kind of how you said, like there's so many different people who skateboard, you know what I mean? Like there's the, you know, the guys who had like the button ups and stuff like that doing it, the whole baggy clothes.
Yeah,
and
the
then
baggy.
You got guys who are like, rock stars. Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like you have all these, it is really like the most like melting pot of like a community that you can have. And I feel like that is the, what makes that whole like culture community kind of like the greatest thing is that it's so easy to get in so many other different outlets because of how many people get into it.
And everybody else is doing something else, not just skating.
Exactly.
So that's what makes it like even more like of a, just like you can do this too.
You don't have to do just this one thing. You can do a bunch of other things and everything.
Yeah,
go smooth,
and it plays into you, just like it plays into your skateboarding too. Like how you skateboard,
what you see,
what you wear, from what you wear to like foot positioning, like how you do certain tricks, like what you do outside of that, like definitely has like a part in like how you ride your skateboard, which is even more crazy. It's pretty cool.
I feel like was it a thing in real life? Because like I skateboarded for a while, but I was never like super super heavy into it. But I feel like the Tony Hawk games made us all to believe that, like, you were street or you were vert and there was no in-between and, like, those two worlds were separate. Is there any, like, truth to that or no?
There was kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. But, like, now that's not a thing. Because you got dudes like Yuto that can do a 540 on a half pipe, like a legit, like, 10-foot, 12-foot half pipe with no helmet. So, like. But it seems like back then it was kind of like separate, for the most part. Like you were either like a street or vert, but most of the, like coming up when I was skating, nobody really, like
if you skated, really view it that way.
Yeah. If you skated transition, like you were just skating bowls,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And just pumping and carving, you know, probably just doing some tech tricks.
Like, gotcha, okay.
Day
we
one.
We also have Tony Hawk to thank for bringing those worlds together, of showing that you can do both.
I wouldn't know to call him that, like, he invented or pioneered it, but I would definitely give him a strong hand for, like, mainstreaming it, you know?
Yeah.
For, like, making it very, like, public.
Yeah, he definitely, know? He played a part in a lot of people's skateboarding. A lot of people's careers, he didn't play a part in, like, the reason why they skate, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
shout out Tony Hawk. Come on the podcast anytime. We'd love to have you,
especially from like my, just like from my age bracket. Like you were playing the games. Like there's no way you wasn't.
Right.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Everybody like, man, I used to play Tony Hawk. Like, yeah, I know. Like,
yeah,
I did too.
So how'd you go then from that summer in Virginia, getting that skateboard to getting more involved with Ruckus? Cause that's where I know you from. That's where we met.
So
what happened to everything in between there?
Yeah. So, all right. So, I was still living in Austin when I got the board. It was cool. I went back. I went back to like to the skate park, and everybody was like super hyped.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you got an Element. And then after that, I started like just getting like real boards. I would skate like Bueno boards.
Okay.
Which is now Roger. skateboards.
Okay.
Josh Johnson, I would skate all his old boards because they would just I would just always need a board, and they would just be like, here, he just threw this one away.
Here's a leftover.
Yeah. But so they would like play videos and stuff in the shop. And then I got more familiar with video. So then like YouTube and stuff kind of came about, and you can go like and just like look up like just like skateboarding videos.
Yeah.
And so get on YouTube. This was before like schools was like blocking it. It's like so early on.
Yeah.
They didn't have no
blocks. They didn't really know about it yet. Yeah.
Exactly. And like I see, like I just type in, I think I type in Louisiana skateboarding maybe, or just like skateboarding and something like, just cause I'm from Louisiana,
right?
I'm living in Texas. And then, this video comes up and it's like Ruckus 103.
Yeah.
So watching them, like, oh damn, like they're killing it. Like, and they're from like Louisiana. So, I end up moving back to Louisiana in, like 2006.
Okay.
So Lafayette had a skate park called Skate Spot.
I remember that.
I remember going home, like we just went home for like a holiday or something. And I seen the sign for it on the like on off the interstate that we had to take to get to home. Cause you gotta go through Lafayette to get to home coming from Austin.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I would see so I would see the sign and I was just like, yo, can we stop here one day? And my mom was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
You had the coolest parents. I feel like, you know, like I was about to share this universal experience of like, do you remember being in the car anytime with your parents and asking them for anything and your dad being like, no. Like,
gotta get home.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It was but when she wanted to bring me.
Right, right.
So it wasn't like, I wasn't like.
It's not like we're pulling over right now.
Exactly. Oh, okay, I wish it was.
Yeah. But
no way. No, it was like, oh yeah, we can go. You can go like next weekend or something.
Okay.
It's like, oh, okay, cool. All right. Yeah. So. Anyway, I see him. So go to Skate Spot. And the dudes I seen on the video were at the skate park.
Oh, wow.
I mean, celebrities.
Exactly. Wild. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I'm like, that dude's on that.
I know that guy.
On a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Like, see, I was like, damn, that's tight. Like, because, like, I'm from a small, home is a small town.
Right.
So, like, for the longest time, I lived in a big city, but like I came from a small town.
Right,
so and I kind of still had like that small town like mentality on the slick side. So
I get that.
Like when it's like seeing somebody on the computer was like it was kind of.
And then seeing him in person.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, damn,
I get
like,
that.
It's like seeing somebody on TV.
Right. Well, and especially like with how early YouTube was, you know, like it wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Define that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So. Like, I'm like, dang, these dudes are, like, they're on the internet. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, and they're, like, here in real life.
Right, exactly,
You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was just, like, so far-fetched.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, I was like, oh, cool. So, just skating around. Ended up playing skate with, like, Jordan. Yeah, like, got plugged in with them. Ended up going to the Ruckus in Lafayette. The one, it was, like, next to Papa John's.
Oh, I didn't know. They had a different location for a while?
Yeah, they had
I've only ever known the one on Jefferson.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, they had a location. It was like near a Papa John's and like this little shopping center.
Okay.
That was the first time I ever stepped foot in Ruckus.
Yeah.
It was a Ruckus Lafayette location. I can't remember who was working. I was only in there. I wasn't even in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a thing where my mom was like, go check it out and come back to the, come back to the car.
Get in now.
Pop your head in.
Yeah.
She's like, the car's leaving in 5 minutes, whether you're in it or not.
Yeah, it's like, don't pick up nothing. Like, because you're not getting nothing.
You already bought that damn
skate. Well, yeah, they learned not to give you money for pants anymore. They were like, we know what's going to happen at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember getting like a yellow sticker, like a yellow Ruckus sticker.
Okay.
Like two or something. I also remember this is kind of funny. I was looking at one of the pre-assembled completes and I like stood on it and the dude behind the counter was like, yo, can you not do that? And I was like, oh yeah, my bad. Like, sorry. Like,
just can like, you not do that? Is like the nicest way to be like, get off right now.
And he was like, yeah, man, like I don't want the wheels dirty. Like there, a mom could come in here and and she's not going to want to buy the board. Cause she's going to think it's used. Or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, my bad, bro. Like, sorry. I was like, okay, I'm a kid.
Right, exactly. You know? Yeah, you're just excited to, like, see a skateboard. They're like, hey, we're trying to do something here.
Yeah, we're trying to sell these.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah. But I was in there. That happened. And then, I dipped. And then it was like, it was crazy. I moved back and there was like all of these skateboarders.
Okay.
Right? In Houma.
Yeah.
Crazy enough. And then like for like 2 years, it was just me and like one other homie.
Okay.
Like, cause they had like built like this makeshift park at this church. And it would go skate, but then we would go skate that. And then like once that was gone, it seemed like everybody kind of just dissipated.
Okay,
but,
interesting.
But yeah, but then like everybody kind of stopped skating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and Jordan. And so we would just like run it, like run to just run a skate spot because he had a car. By this time, I'm like, like freshman, sophomore in high school.
Gotcha.
So he had a car. So like now I'm not having to ask my mom
every time to go somewhere
to go. I can just hop in the whip with Jordan and we would go. Yeah. So he already knew them dudes. So he was kind of already locked in with them. I just kind of like had just met him. Like I didn't really, we weren't homies.
Acquaintances, but not like close.
It's like, oh yeah, I just know them from the skate park.
Type deal.
That's the dude trying to come in right now.
I know, yeah. We were saying that earlier that, yeah, for those of you that don't, well, we mentioned at the top of the episode, we are in the heart of the French Quarter. And so Trey was like, people will, if you don't lock the door, 1,000% try to come in here while we're in the middle of recording.
People are going to come in.
That's hilarious. Literally like light stands and camera in front of the
door.
Yeah,
they do not care.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. They will come in and start shopping.
Yeah.
100%. But, so Jordan comes through and we go skate with, he comes picking me up. And then we go skate with like Jordan, Christian, Ben Moore. He was the photographer.
Okay.
Eric Ryan was there. And then Jordan was like Jordan Perron was really, really, really good at skateboarding.
Okay.
So Ben Moore was like taking photos of him and stuff. Him, Jordan, and Christian. And I was just there. And then we had went to Ruckus. I get there and I don't know what's going on, but my dad's, I know he's on the phone or whatever. And so we pull up, stickers all over the door.
Yeah.
Dude, I open the door and like, I don't know if they had like a bell or not. But
yeah.
From their perspective, the bell probably went off. But from mine, I open the door. I can see the couch, the TV and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is like a skate shop for real.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
My dad's like, yeah, we got a dip.
So I didn't even get the horn.
So I didn't even get to go in.
Oh, dang.
I didn't even get to
just
go
a little
in.
Taste.
I just only got to get a small glimpse.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
I gotta get back here.
So yeah, this is like it's probably like it's like 05-ish, 06-ish. Yeah. So then fast forward, I've then moved back to Houma or Louisiana and Baton Rouge, hanging out. Jordan comes, we go skate with Jordan, the other Jordan and Christian and Ben Moore. And he's like, oh yeah, we about to go to the shop.
Okay.
So I end up going to the shop with Jordan. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't really meet anybody. We were just kinda in there.
Just kinda hanging out.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
I didn't really talk to anybody.
It's like that a lot of the time. Like the first time you go in like a skate shop or a sneaker shop for the first time, you're not like buddy-buddy with everyone right away. You're just kind of trying to feel it out.
Exactly. So didn't really know, like didn't even really talk to anybody that time. And then, still skating and whatnot, like through high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my dad's like out in Baton Rouge at one time. I don't know what it was for, but I remember being at his crib and somehow I heard about this event. PBRs and flat bars.
Okay.
And it was something.
That's a
it was,
sick title.
Yeah, it was this like little like skate session that that the skate homies would do at Catfish Banks in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
I don't know how I heard about it. I do not.
The universe was telling you.
Wish I remember.
Yeah.
But I just remember going to Catfish Banks, and then all the homies from Skate Spot was there.
Oh, were there.
Yeah. And I met Big Brad for the first time, and I met Bird, Chris Collada, and then Mr. Ronnie Siraj.
Yeah.
There for the first time. And and then like Ronnie was like, yeah, you know, I work at Ruckus or whatever.
Yeah. And I work at Ruckus. Yeah. Humble. Yeah, humble guy.
He's like, yeah, I work at Ruckus or whatever. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. Like, I was like, yeah, I went there, but I never really got to go in for real.
Yeah.
And then I go there, and then I don't really talk to anybody. And then by this time, they had redone the store. So it wasn't like the old skate shop when I peeked in.
Right.
When I went back, it was like super boutique style.
Oh, okay.
You walk in. To your right was the boards.
Yeah.
The counter was in the middle.
I remember that, yeah.
The shoes were, when you walk in, were on the left.
Okay.
And I guess they had expanded. I only got a glimpse. So I don't know if they had, like, if it was just the one side for,
or both.
Or both when I first peeked in. But, yeah. But when I go back, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And Daniel Baruch is there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yo, what's up? Like, because I had met him at Skate Spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, years before. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you two knew each other. And he's like, oh, well, yeah. Like, yeah. Y'all both from Homa.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, yeah. And then Ronnie. Being Ronnie is so funny, dog.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, you from Homa?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we got this. I needed a board.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we got this Tony Marana. Tony Marana is from Homa.
Oh, it's a
professional skateboarder who skated for Anti-Hero.
Okay, gotcha.
And he's like, yeah, we got this Tony Marana board. Like, you know, he's from Homa.
Yeah.
You know the homie Ben Moore? Like, he skated with Ben Moore and all
okay,
this.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, pretty much sold me on the fucking Tony Marana board. I don't even think it was my size, bro.
Just out of love.
But the hometown hero, yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, it was like a blue board with like all of like these tools on it. But yeah, he sells it to me. And so that was my like second time, like our second like interaction.
Yeah.
And it's super funny. I don't know if you even remember me from PBRs and flat bars when I met him at the shop. But then from then on out, when I would go to my dad's in Baton Rouge, I would just go try to pop up in the shop.
Yeah.
Kind of like throughout my high school, I would buy, I remember buying, like some white and blue blazers out of there.
Oh, okay.
That's like, my first real introduction to like Nike SB and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like not a dunk or anything. It was like the classics.
Yeah.
The Air Classic, Nike SB Air Classic or something weird like that. They look like blazer lows.
Yeah.
And everybody that was skating was wearing them. I was like, oh, I want those.
Yeah.
And so I
gotta have them.
Yeah. So I go to the shop, just like one day, and I buy like a blazer. It's like, I buy the mid. It's like a blue and white mid.
Okay.
Or whatever. But yeah, that's like the first like real Nike SB that I had.
Do you remember, did you skate them right away, or were you trying to like baby them a little bit and like make them last as long as you care?
I skated them.
Okay, got
right to them.
I would write to them.
Yeah.
They were leather. They were like good. Like, yeah. And so, yeah, just going back and forth, like when I would go to my dad's, just try to go to the shop as much as I could. It wasn't that much. And then I go to Southeastern, so I moved to Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Because the drive is like,
it's
like a 45-minute commute.
Yeah.
So it just made sense. And I would only go to school 2 days a week.
Okay.
So I was like, and I had a car, and I would just go to the shop.
Right.
Like, yeah, man.
How long of hanging out and lingering at Ruckus before they eventually were like, hey, do you want to like start getting paid to be here?
Bruh, okay, so this is how it happened, dog. Like, it's so funny, bruh. Mr. Ronnie is so funny.
He's a funny guy.
Dude, he is the dude. So yeah, I'm going there like, obviously way too much.
Yeah.
I'm going there way, way too much.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, I really don't have a job. Like, I'm kind of just like living off of like whatever financial aid I had
just
got.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was staying with my dad, so it kind of helped
like
a whole lot. So, but I was going there way too much. And so Fitna Skate Shop had opened up in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
On like Acadian.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's like, yeah, man, you should probably just go hang out over there. like he didn't say it like that, but like he said it like that. Like, you should probably go hang out over
They'd
there.
They'd love to see you. They would love to have you over there.
Like, because they're new. He was like halfway just trying to get me out of the shop.
Yeah.
And halfway just trying to send them customers.
Sure. Because
Kyle Cox on that shop, Kyle Cox and Ben Boone. And Kyle skated for Ruckus.
Oh,
so okay. He was like I said, halfway just trying to like get
the business.
It's all
love. It's all family.
Yes,
yeah.
Fam. So I go over there and like, so now I'm just hanging out at Fitna every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then fucking just hanging out at the skate shop. It was like a cool, super cool setup.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle just pretty much offers me a job. So I start working at Fitna skate shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hence the name Trey Fitna on Instagram.
I was starting to think were talking, I was like, is that where the Instagram name comes
from? Yeah, because I never really planned on having social media. I was like, fuck, I don't know the name. I was like, fuck it, Trey Fitna.
Trey Fitna.
Yeah,
that's Trey where
Fitna
I work.
Underscore.
Yeah.
That's where I work at.
There you go.
Yeah, and just left it. But, yeah, so I started working there. I worked there for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay.
Pretty much before like that kind of fell through.
Gotcha.
And then Fitna kind of goes, so I'm back at Ruckus.
Ronnie's like, I thought we got rid of this guy.
Kind of. Yeah. I wasn't hanging out as much, though.
Right,
I was kind of like, by that time, like, I had kind of like had friends and stuff on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hanging out on campus a good bit. I play intramural basketball, so I was like doing that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go to the shop, you know, buy whatever, like, whatever.
You got a shop there.
Yeah, want it. Like, get some Booznits, you know what I'm saying? And then, dude, it's so funny because, like, Ron, he would make something sound so cool because he couldn't sell it.
Yeah. Ultimate salesman.
Dude, one time he fucking kicked. They wasn't selling Dunks, like, talking about it at one point.
No.
Dunks weren't selling at one point. And the Aztecs are like the barbershop Dunks, like the highs or some shit.
Gotcha.
He's like, yeah, man, these are like
back.
The hottest, like the hottest.
We can't
joints.
Keep them on
like,
the shelves.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is you right here, type
this
shit.
This is you.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm just trying to get like some Booznits or some Americas or something, you know? Like,
he's like, I can't let you leave without these.
I'm
you
trying to get
these.
I'm like, not even trying to like get any like Nikes or nothing. I'm like trying to get like a skate shoe. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get these like XLs. Like, what's up with this? Like, type shit. But I ended up getting those or whatever. And then I was like, oh, these are kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, so dude, I'm walking on campus and I have the Black History Month on. He's like, oh, the Black History Month. Those are sick. He's like, Ruckus? I'm like, yeah. Like, local skate shop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, sick. Yeah, those dudes are really cool. Homie Zach, Zach Reed. We play intramural basketball together. So, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then I'm like, damn, like, this shoe makes people kind of, like, look at your sneaks. Like, sick. Like, so I went and go buy a couple more. So then the Crawfish Dunk comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, towards the end of 2014, I believe.
Yeah.
And then... In the midst of all of that, I meet like Hunter. Hunter starts working there.
Yeah,
whatever. I'm kind of a little bit more acquainted with everybody.
Getting to know everyone. Yeah,
yeah. Because I'm like been there, like clubs working there and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get the Crawfish Dunk.
All right.
It's funny because I was at school, and
when they released.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like in a class. Or
yeah.
Some shit.
They had the line out the door.
Yeah. And
down the block.
I had already at this point Ronnie's number.
Okay.
And I was just like, yo, I would really like a pair. And he calls me. He's like, yo, you still want, you know, size 11?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you won't be able to get the special box.
Okay.
But I do have, like, a pair here for you.
That's sick, though, to still hold you down somewhat. Yeah.
So that was fucking tight.
Yeah,
then I felt like somebody.
Yeah,
like,
you're part of it. Yeah,
damn,
for sure.
Like,
for sure.
He fucking hit me up. Like, I was like, damn, this is sick. And so, after school, I fucking went and picked him up or whatever.
Yeah.
Still working and going to school. Probably like that next year, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of offered me to like. He was like, "Yo, you want to kind of float?"
Okay.
He kind of seen
come
my work
a couple shifts.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Yeah, like if somebody couldn't work or something, or like
kind of call you. In.
Yeah, or I would like work like one Sunday a month or something.
Okay.
Like super light. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of be like in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working at the shop like every so often, but like to people like out to the outside, like, yeah, I work at Ruckus. Like,
yeah.
It's like kind of like a flex on the side, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Though? Like, I was like, yeah, yeah, I work at Ruckus. Like,
I'm plugged in. I could get you. Come see me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come see me.
But funny enough, like what I said about the shoes thing, that mm-hmm. happened one other time with the MF Doom dunks.
Oh.
My cousin had gave me a pair of MF Dooms.
Yeah.
Because I needed a pair of skate shoes. I didn't have any money at the time.
Oh.
And I'm at the park and I'm skating them. I'm skating the fuck out them bitches.
Yeah.
And Braden Campbell, he worked at Rutgers at one point for like a short period of time. But he's like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, well, this is the only skate shoes I had.
This is all I got.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know what you skating? I'm like, I mean, yeah, the MF
Dunks. The Dunks.
Like, they're skate shoes, yeah, right? Yeah. Like, he's like, bro, you could have fucking sold those for like $600 and got you like fucking 10 pair of Americas.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But fuck it. Like, I'm here now.
And it's already happening.
I go to the shop and like kind of after that, and Ronnie's like, yeah, you the kid that was skating the MF Dunks.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, there you go.
Damn, yeah.
You got the reputation now. Yeah, yeah, that's
the
sick.
MF Doom skater kid.
That's
sick. But yeah, that's like funny. So that was the first time that happened. And then the Black History Month,
right.
The homie Zach's like, damn, the Black History Month.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, oh yeah, so I kind of got into that a little way. But I was like, I wasn't like a dunk head or nothing like
okay,
that.
Gotcha.
I was just only buying like I was just buying like pretty much what I thought was cool anyway. Yeah. But
that's all you
I
can
just,
do.
Yeah, I noticed shoes from there though. People were just like more hyped on, just like if it came from Ruckus, it's just like cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's got that factor for sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's probably a lot, but you were there when like 2020 COVID lockdown dunk boom happens and all that stuff.
Dude,
what
that
was like? Could
was
you briefly like tell everyone listening
insane.
Like what was that time period like? Because like you said, when you first started going to the shop and when you first got involved, dunks were cool. They weren't like crazy like they are today.
Crazy.
And like building up, but 2020, it really came to a head where like it was insane.
Ooh, okay. So this is like a cool thing. So so I'm working as like a floater there.
Yeah.
And I'm at school, and there's like this fashion show event, mm-hmm. and they're like, yo, you work at Rutgers, you think they want to do a pop up?
Oh.
So
okay.
I go and ask Mr. Ronnie. I'm like, yo, is it cool if I do a pop up, bruh? Dude, this is so crazy. The sales table was like half of them were like dunks.
Yeah.
And like he was like, yeah, well, you take all of these shoes to the pop up,
okay,
and just pretty much and sell them for like
whatever.
You know, yeah, exactly. I sold like 4 or 5 pair.
Yeah,
some socks, some Stan socks. But mm-hmm. it was crazy because he let me take the stuff and do a pop up.
Yeah.
That was really cool. That's like something that sticks out in my mind.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
That was super fire. But yeah, I remember just like the dunks being on the sales rack. And then I went to Southeastern and like it was like sold 4 pairs, and then I don't know if that kind of got his attention. Like, damn, he might actually be kind of
might
like,
be onto something here.
Like pretty good at like just like working like you know working here or something. I don't know if that was like whatever,
maybe
but
so.
Or he's just trying to get shit off and like this was like a way.
It can be both. It can be both. Why not? Yeah,
yeah. But either way, it's cool. I'm thankful for the opportunity. It was fucking super sick. But yeah, so I did that. I come back with less stuff than I left with.
Mm-hmm.
So that was already like
that's a good sign.
Exactly. Yeah. And the money, obviously.
Yeah. gotta put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the money. And then so the shit was it was just funny because like half of the shoes that were out there were dunks.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like so then fast forwarding up until like the dunk craze, it's like, dude, it's so wild. Bro, I can pull up on my phone right now. I have a message to a sneaker, like a resale store in Buffalo, New York, my cuz Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
They had the firecracker dunks.
Oh,
for sale,
wow. Yeah.
And they were only wanted $50 for them.
Oh, that's
so I
insane.
Have the messages in my DMs.
Yeah.
Like, it's so
and
funny.
You keep track of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like, damn, like, this is, was a period in, in time for real where it's just like,
it was crazy.
Just wasn't hitting. Well,
how crazy was it like working in a skate shop? General? Like, how many times did you have people just coming in, just like literally poking their head in? You got dunks?
Dude,
no.
It happened all day.
I hear it today. Even to this day when I walk into Ruckus. Yeah.
All day, every day. Bro, like, dude, the dunk craze was insane, bro. Like,
peak, I feel like, was the Travis Scott dunks.
Yeah, that was kind of like the turning point for sure.
I think we talked about it with Devin when we did his interview. But for me, that was the first one I remember Ruckus posting, shoes will not be in the store.
Yeah.
Because it got to be like such a serious concern that like, people are going to go crazy literally for some shoes.
People were going, it was crazy. What was even more crazy is like, bro, like during COVID, we had to open up because we were trying to do the thing where like, all right, like, is there if you want something, let us know what it is that you want.
Buy online, pick up in store.
Go get it, dude. People were, we just have lines.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where we just had to let people in.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy working during that. Yeah. That was pretty wild.
That's wild times.
Yeah. It's crazy. 3 years ago.
Man, I know. It's weird to think. Flies. It's like it was just yesterday.
But yeah, but in that time I met Joey who around like 2014, 2015, yeah. opened up Full Court with Corby.
Mm-hmm. Out in Florida, you said?
Yeah, out in Florida. Clearwater originally. They now are in St. Pete.
Okay.
But yeah, I met him. It's crazy. Like, obviously, just like anybody else, I would go to the thrift and mm-hmm. buy stuff. And I was working at the shop one day, and Joey comes in. And he's like, yeah, man. Like, he pretty much sold, like, he sold Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah,
he thrifted back to Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, which That's is nuts. Insane. That's a crazy.
And I was
story.
Like, I was yeah. like, wait, what?
You could do that? Yeah,
yeah. Like, well, you can go buy this stuff and then right. sell it.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I started thrifting that day. From like that day, yeah. like when I left the shop, I went straight to Goodwill.
Light bulb
my house.
Moment.
Yeah, went straight to Goodwill by my house. Started thrifting, and then in like 2011, 2012, the homie Joseph Coleman on Twitter.
Yeah,
he like trying to sell these two windbreaker jackets, and it's a Chicago Bulls and then a windbreaker jacket, and then a White Sox like yeah. windbreaker jacket. They're both starter jackets, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get off of these or whatever," and I see it on Twitter, so I hit him up. I'm like, "Yo, I'm trying to get that Bulls jacket." Well, he's like, "Yeah, the Bulls one's gone, but I got this White Sox one."
Yeah,
and I don't know if it was just like the universe, but at the time on Twitter, I'm watching Deep Cover music video,
yeah.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. And the jacket that he had was the jacket that Snoop Dogg was wearing in the video.
Yeah.
So I'm like, on my way, where you at?
Drop the pin right now.
Yeah, gotta get that.
Yeah.
Met him at like this little daiquiri spot off of Corsi.
Yeah.
Grabbed it. And that was like my very first like known vintage like
pick
piece.
Up. Yeah. yeah.
And then, yeah, and then from there, I would just do that, and then I found out that you can sell.
Yeah.
And then, bro, like, just started collecting for, like, I was collecting, like, the vintage stuff.
For your own collection, just to wear and to have? And
no, I was, like, planning, like, I had, when Joey told me that I can, like, you can sell
that
the
you
stuff
can sell,
back.
Okay, gotcha.
I just started, like, diving deeper into it and just, like, learning as much as I can about what's
gotcha.
What.
Educating yourself.
Exactly. So yeah. I would just go like to the thrift and just buy stuff and just sit on it and just like just based off of what I was learning.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would buy stuff based off of what I was learning.
Okay. Gotcha.
And obviously when he said Tommy Hilfiger, that's like a lot of stuff I was just look for Tommy.
Done.
Right. Yeah.
So no telling what I passed up.
Yeah.
Back
prior
in
to that.
Fucking. Yeah.
Like no 20, way to know.
Yeah. Like yeah. I like fucking like.
Yeah.
Why? Like, yeah. why did I only want to get that? Like, I should have been looking for fucking
for Tommy's the whole time. Yeah, or everything. Yeah.
Everything else. I should have been yeah. looking for everything else. But, like, I wouldn't only look for Tommy, but I would also look for, like, if I seen, like, a cool shirt, I'd be like, oh, I'll grab this. This looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah, just cool. pick it up.
Yeah, man. And then collect
it for years. Yeah, how many years of that then before this opportunity kind of comes about?
So, I was building up all of the stuff for, like, 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I finally did a pop-up
mm-hmm.
for the first time, like, 4 years after that.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, from, like, 2014 or 2015 probably to, like, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
I was just, like, had shit.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, and I was telling my homie, like, yeah, I want to, like, do this stuff. I don't think I'm there yet. Like, I don't know. And then, like, it kind of, like, word kind of was spreading around. Because I had sold some stuff to, like, some homies.
Mm-hmm.
One time they came to the crib and seen everything. It was like, yo, you got to sell us something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I can't leave empty-handed.
Yeah, so I, like, sold them some stuff. And then word kind of got out that, like, I might have, like, finished stuff to sell.
Yeah.
And then the homie Patrick, Bando Pat, mm-hmm. he hit me up about doing a pop-up at, like, a show at the Varsity.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, for sure, I'll do it.
Bring something by.
Yeah, so I bought, like, a rack of clothes. Made like $40. It was more than what I spent on everything.
There you go. So I was, that's a good night.
Yeah, I was already in the in profit. I was like, mm-hmm. man, this is tight. All right,
yeah.
cool. Next pop up, he invites me to another pop up at like Millennial Park or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my second pop up ever. I did that, and I did like really really well.
Okay,
and I was like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Like,
okay, there's something here.
Yeah, there's something here. So I'm just like, so I just start, you know, thrifting more and trying to do as many pop-ups as I can, as you know, more. And last year, and just like kind of like a little backtracking again, I fuck with Full Court like heavy. Yeah, like sure. I love Full Court. Like they were posting shit. I'm like, bro, this is so fire. Like they have like the coolest stuff. The
best
like,
collection, yeah.
I ended up going to a pop-up that they had at Lo-Fi in Austin for South by Southwest one time. I got this really cool like No Limit shirt from them. Mm-hmm. That was super sick. It's like orange with like a little tank right here with No Limit soldiers on it. I got a picture clean with me in it. It's so fire. But I got that from their pop-up out in Austin that they did with Lo-Fi. But, yeah, and then they hooked me up with a Full Court shirt.
Yeah.
I remember – the homies, either Dev or Jay, got me a Full Court shirt for, like, Christmas one time,
too.
Oh,
okay. Gotcha. Like, because they knew.
Yeah, they knew. I fuck with it heavy. Like, I fucking love that shit. Like, and then, bro, when they opened up the Houston location, man, I was like, bro, that's right there.
It was like ruckus all over again. You were, like, living in there.
Yeah, like, bro, like, Clearwater, Florida was, like, kind of far.
I'm sure.
But Houston is, like, a drive away.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I went to the grand opening.
Yeah.
I got there like super late. I got there like right before closing. Got some stuff, and then since then I had just been in. Met the homie Luke. He has the Houston franchise, and just like you know built a relationship with them, and just was going there doing my thing, doing pop ups like every other month, every month in Lafayette at the Bulldog.
Okay,
and then they finally moved to like Jefferson.
Okay, yeah.
That was like a thing I was doing, like, and I was like, dude, I was doing good at like all of those.
Yeah.
Like, it was a blessing, man. It was like, this is really cool. Like, I like doing
cool
this.
To be able to do that.
Yeah. Kinda was like, started working at the skate park, man. Mm-hmm. And then, I was there for 2 years. And then I was like, kinda at like, just like this weird transitional moment, like in my life. And, I had put in an application for this other job or whatever, like hoping to maybe like it might work
land
out.
Land something there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, bro, like kind of out the blue, I did this pop-up at another one of Pat's events, Bando Pat's events, Taco Tuesday. It was last year, LSU versus Southern.
Oh, huge game.
Yeah. First time in history.
Yeah.
And so I had all this vintage like Southern stuff.
I remember that.
A whole bunch of vintage LSU stuff.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was planning on doing this dude named like John Roche or something. He like was a producer on The Last Dance.
Okay.
He came into the shop and was saying, yeah, we're working on this project for Southern. It's like a TV series about HBCUs and the band and stuff like that. And I was like, oh man, I'm gonna just like get all this Southern stuff.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sell it like when that drops.
This is your Tommy Hilfiger moment.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna bang this out when it drops, right? And so just so happened that like series or show was coming out around the game, and I had already been building up all of this stuff, so it was like the perfect. And LSU stuff is just abundant in.
Oh yeah, Louisiana. You can find it in here. Any Goodwill you go into LSU, if they have purple shirts, like 98% chance it's an LSU.
Yeah,
shirt.
You'll find something. Yeah, you'll find something. And so, like, I just stacked up on that, bro. And then I did that pop-up. And that was, like, that was probably the best pop-up I had ever done.
Yeah.
And I had a line, bro. I had a line outside before the event started.
Wow.
Dang. Like, usually, like,
that's the following.
Yeah, people kind of try to, like, get to, like, events like that, like, late, you know?
Sure.
You know, it's, like, a late-night deal. It's Taco Tuesday, but, bro, like.
Everyone pulled up early for that one.
Bro, a line. I'm like, yo, this is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. Like, man, yeah, I might need to, like, do this. Like,
yeah.
On some shit. And then, like, well, just kind of was thinking. It was in the back of my mind. Like, yeah, I should, like, maybe try to do this full time or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but, like, still working at the park and working at the shop and just trying to figure it out. And then, bro, I get a DM from Full Court Classics.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like.
That's crazy.
Yo, you want to open a store? Like,
that's like a casual DM that you said, hey, do you want to open a store? Oh, sure.
Shit, actually.
Yeah. Like, LOL, yeah. Like, no, nah, I'm serious.
Just double tap that message.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, and then next, that followed with a phone call, and it's like, yo, like,
yeah,
you want a franchise?
Yeah,
you
know, just getting everything location. Ironed out and stuff like that.
For sure. Yeah, like, and it was like,
that's wild. How much, like, whenever, like, all that's going on, like, how much of, like, location and, like, stock and, like, product and all that, like, how much were you able to, like, insert and incorporate with that? Or was it mainly just like, hey, you're going to do this at this location?
Yeah, nah, it was more so like, yeah, how much stuff you got? Because I got this much. And it's like, yeah. Well, I got this much. It's like, oh, well, we good on shirt. We good on, like, clothing. And
good enough to open, at least.
Yeah, for sure. It was more of the location thing kind of came about. Shout out to the homie Philly at Humidity.
Yeah, we're two doors down.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The family, man. He definitely helped out a lot with that. I guess the spot came about, and he, like, contacted, like, Corby. Okay. And Corby then contacted me.
Yeah, was like, this is where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a thing. Like,
yeah.
So shout out to Philly for that, man. That's a big blessing right there.
For sure. Big shout out.
Yeah, because then it's like, location, you get the location, and then, like, we already have everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, like, don't need anything else. So,
just from poking around, like, I think the way that, like, you have your shot set up is really good, because it's like you've got, like, the big hitters, like, in the window, seeing, like, the babes, stuff like that. I see Supreme out there. So, like, you've got, like, the big names for people to be like, oh, I recognize that. Let me get in.
It's the bait.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And then it's like, okay, then I look through the racks. Yep. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, you might have a vintage shop that's, like, vintage, and it's like, it's kind of hard to just, like, walk in, because you're not, do I want to walk in and maybe find something? Or if at least I see big name, I'm probably going to see something. Yeah.
Right.
So the shop is set up, like, super good. Like, how much traffic? I mean, I know it's only been 3 months and stuff like that, but, like, being in the location and with the boom that I feel like Thrift has had, like, how has the first just 3 months been, like, with the shop?
It's been pretty good, steady. You know, it's like any other business, I guess. But we definitely get a lot of foot traffic.
I can imagine.
We get a lot of foot traffic. Because, like, New Orleans is, like top 20 tourist city in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And people come to spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't come to this city to just
destination.
Exactly. You're knowing that you coming with some change that you're not going home with.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, people come from all over the world to come. I've met, like, in just in 3 months, I've probably met everybody from every country.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody from
especially
every
in,
country.
In New Orleans.
Yeah. Like,
nonstop.
Probably not every country, but, like, bro, so
tons
many.
Of them, I'm sure.
You gotta get a map, man. You gotta start tacking a map.
Oh, that'd be sick.
I should. Board. Yeah, a little pin board. Be
cool.
Just, like,
that'd be cool.
Where who I met from where.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Deal. That'd be cool. That might be a cool little.
Yeah, you
little
know.
Something to put.
Little something to put on the wall.
I think it'd be
tight.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, man, like I said, with just New Orleans being top, like, just one of those top cities to visit in the world, like, you just get everybody from all over the world. So,
yeah.
And it's constant. Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's just, like, never stopping just because people are always traveling.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah,
People were traveling during COVID. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's nonstop.
Not gonna stop me.
Yeah, I get a lot of people coming in. Like, yeah, we came here during COVID, but nothing was going on, so now we're back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the whole world goes.
Yeah.
This has been so great. Thank you for taking the time to sit down with us here. I feel like we could go probably like another 2 hours just talking about everything.
Probably.
But we had people pulling on the door at like 8 a.m.
I
can't imagine.
Yeah, I'm not tripping. I'll go longer. You know what I'm saying?
So, last question I want to ask you though, for anyone watching this. That looks at you and says, I want to be doing what he's doing. What's one piece of advice you would give that person?
Man, that's a good question. Honestly, just stay true to yourself. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Don't do what anybody else or what you think that you should do. Do what you want to do. That's the most important thing. Like,
definitely.
Pretty much, like, if you think you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that you can't do. Like,
yeah.
Literally, you can do anything that you want to do. Like, it's funny because, like, people would say that when you were, like, as a kid, like, oh, you could be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even believe that shit.
Right, exactly,
self.
Yeah.
But the funny part about that is it is the truth.
Yeah,
you can
for sure.
literally do anything you want to do.
And I think the biggest thing, like you said, is just go the route that you want to go. Go, like, don't try to adjust to what you think is going to be a thing because, I mean, like, especially where you are now, like you said, like when it came to thrifting, you started with just building a collection of what you thought was yeah. interesting to you, and then
exactly.
look where you're at now. You know what I mean? You weren't trying to be like, okay, what's hidden? What's going to be the next big thing? Like, yeah. sure, if those things came along, like, I'm not going to let money just sit. Like, I'm going to follow through with that.
Right.
But for the most part, you just kind of rolled with as you grew, I'm into this. And then now you're just in a spot. You know what I mean? Like you said, like you've got that world. Okay. You're down the street from Humidity, a huge, big skate shop name. So like that part of you that you rolled with. And then again, yeah. that vintage thrifting became kind of the next thing. And
yeah, it's super
able to
tight.
Just, you know,
it's so fun. It's like
the bro, blessings.
Like, yeah, it's so cool to just be next to a skate shop too. Like, fuck, man. Yeah, I just love skateboarding so much. Yeah. Like, I just love being like, I just love the skate shop. The skate shop is so important.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Like, skate shops are so important. I can't stress
it. This is literally almost like full circle moment, like going back to the Tony Hawk game where like your worlds are combined right here in this moment.
Pretty much my worlds are 100%. Combined. Yeah. yeah, exactly.
Beautiful place to be.
It's super. I guess it's just like the power of the mind too, you know, just thinking it like.
If you put it out there, the universe will
manifest
you it. But you just got to be aware when them opportunities come.
But yeah, it's super sick being next to a skate shop. Yeah. Because like when I was like opening, I'm like, fuck, man, like I'm about to have to leave the shop. But I already knew I was coming here, so I was like, fuck, I'm right next to a skate shop.
It's gonna
be good.
So
I'm not really leaving anything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
Like, man, that's great.
It's like I still get to see like I just fucking love being at the skate shop, bro.
Yeah.
It's like it's my thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, man, for coming on. So do us a quick favor. In that camera right there, shout out the shop, the address, the Instagram, whatever you want.
Yeah, man. So come through and holler at me. Pull up. I'm 509 Dumaine Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Full Court, New Orleans. My name is Trey. I will assist you. If I'm not here, I will have somebody assist you. We got the coolest vintage, coolest sneakers, and the coolest vibe. So just holler at us, man. We here. I appreciate the Shoe Podcast coming.
Of course.
Tanner and Ryan coming through, man. Yeah. This has been a blessing. This is so cool. I never thought I'd be able to be on doing like a podcast or interview.
This is awesome, man. Thanks again for coming on the show. We're going to wrap this thing up so we can shop before you open here.
Yeah,
time to make some money.
Yeah, we got to leave with some stuff. So thank you, everyone, again for watching another episode of Shoe Podcast.
Got shirts for y'all, too.
What's that?
Got shirts for y'all, too.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's close this thing down. Thank you, everyone, for watching another episode of Shoe Podcast. We'll catch you all in the next one.